Brian Fletcher.
This is Canada. We have freedom. We're supposed to have freedom of assembly, freedom of religious expression, freedom of political expression. We're asking to go get a permit to go to a park publicly. Like, what's the threshold of it being a private gathering where you don't need a permit and you need, or you need to go get a permit? Like, what a bunch of bureaucracy thrown in the face of freedoms that we're supposed to have as Canadians.
Thank you. Next, we'll have Christine Wickner and Kevin Flynn. With the Ross Street Underpass opening next year, what is your vision for the downtown core and for the waterfront side in regards to attracting small businesses, attracting local and out-of-town customers, and ensuring that traffic flow and parking are not prohibitive factors to shopping downtown? And let's start with Christine.
So I'm going to say something controversial. I don't like the idea of the Ross Street parkade that's being planned. I think it's going to be ugly, and I think it's going to cause congestion instead of solving it. What I would prefer is that we have commuter hubs on the edge of cities. One at Walmart, Uptown, Rec Center would be a great place. These are hubs that we could then shuttle people, and it would have to be consistent, regular shuttling downtown. The people are walking downtown, they're going out for lunch, they're not worrying about their meter running out, whether it's an appointment or going to the post office, because people have to do those things. My husband's a civil engineer, so when you elect me, you elect him. And parking fees are not meant to cover costs, they're meant to deter people from parking downtown. And the parkade is antithetical to that. Thank you. And Kevin?
Thank you. I am the current city rep on the on Downtown Salmon Arm. We work together with Downtown Salmon Arm, the Downtown Parking Commission, to look at both parking solutions, traffic flow, and all of those things. I think the underpass will improve traffic flow, will improve pedestrian flow, and the community is also working on an active transportation plan to encourage non-vehicular traffic. So we are trying to improve all accesses to our downtown. Again, topography, we live on a hill, a big hill, so biking isn't as easy going home as it is coming down for many. But we have community groups that are working on it. We have staff that are working on it. And honestly, I think the underpass will improve both traffic flow, pedestrian flow, and access to our downtown.
Thank you. The next question will be answered by David Bonella and Robert Johnson. A lack of available housing is an important issue for Salmon Arm, including low-cost housing. How would you address this issue? And we'll begin with David.
Locally, this problem is going to be very difficult to solve up front, because we need the province to support initiatives with resources. To solve some of the low-cost housing issues is opening up more than single homes, allowing more suites we rented out, allow properties, as now they are actually in the houses, adding cottages or secondary houses on the properties themselves, opening up land use or zoning to allow for smaller dwellings to be occupied, looking at other options out there that we're not normally looking at, possibly year-round campsites where people can, inside the municipal area, to offer more opportunities for people to live in the city.
Thank you. And Robert?
I have no idea. Because I don't understand the problem. Like, is it a bureaucrat? Like, why, you know, what are the factors that drive the cost of housing, right? You know, again, I've heard people talk about it, like, zoning issue. You know, you can zone for, like you were saying, allowing for multi-unit, multi-family housing and stuff and suites and, you know, tiny homes. I heard someone talking about, you know, setting some land aside to just build a tiny home village, which might be a solution. So, yeah, again, I don't know. It's how the home is going to.
Thank you. The next question will be answered by Deb Hockadal and Daniel Barty. What have you done in the past to contribute to the community, and what do you plan on doing to continue to contribute to the community? I will start with Deb.
Well, Don, I've done a lot of volunteering. I love helping in gardens and farms. I've worked in hospices, organizing gatherings. I don't know, I just love everything about community. So off.
Thank you. And Daniel?
I've been in film now since 2017, so not a long time here. But since I started working on the tree service company, I really care about real environmental problems, and I love the trees. And also, that will be my really passion to work on the parks department to bring more healthy trees in this community, because I see it doesn't really care about trees in this town. Another thing is, I am volunteering for the shoe shop trails, which are going to help clean the trails. And also, I support this trail with funding. And just like I said, only 5 years here, but I'm ready to help communities, helping with the shopping locally, helping the farmers, and helping every neighborhood. And I always drive to them, clean everything, and save the time.
Thank you very much. And the final question will be asked to Sylvia Lindgren and Debbie Cannon. Devastating forest fires are a known threat to the city of Salmon Arm. What would you do to help protect our city from the threat of forest fires? And we'll start with Sylvia.
Where's Jim Lavery when we need him? So, fire smart, that's a catchphrase that's been used in the city ever since I got elected. We saw forest fires destroy the city of Lytton or the village of Lytton, and skip through Logan Lake with very little damage. And the difference there was fire smarting the community. We've been working on fire smarting here for several years now. That means thinning the forest in places where it interacts with housing and neighborhoods. So we got some very negative feedback from people who were concerned about the fire smarting that happened in Little Mountain Park. And it took some education and some working through the issues for people to understand that this is how we are going to protect homes. Because when the fire comes through, it doesn't burn as well or as high or as hot when it's in these areas that have been fire smarted. So we'll continue to do that.
Thank you. And Debbie.
Thank you. Obviously, all the things that Sylvia said, our council is working closely, actually, with Tim Lavery and our fire chief on fire smarting. And recently at our Silva convention in town, we actually saw the presentation on how the fire smarting saved Logan Lake from a lot of damage. So that was an interesting presentation to look at, and fire smarting does save communities.
Thank you very much. So thank you, everyone, for your responses. A reminder that all candidates will receive a copy of all the questions asked this evening, and we do encourage you to post them on your website through your social media. Now we are going to give the opportunity for candidates to give 1 minute of their closing comments. And again, you will receive a yellow card at the 30-second timing and a red card at the 50-second mark, and we will cut you off at the 1 minute mark. And so we're going to start with the same order that we started for the opening remarks. So we're going to start with Daniel Barty.
So last decade, so many people moved to Canada because of wealth of this country. But that wealth of the country is for natural resources and for hardworking people. And every country is built by strong community, and strong communities built by strong families. So let's focus on the strong families, healthy communities. Let's focus what is important for all people without any division of skin color, religion, pandemic issue, whatever. Let's focus on fresh air, good water, good affordable food and housing and shelters. That is the most important thing we have to focus. Forget about all those rainbows, crosswalks, everything what divides us. Let's spend the money what is common, because we are living on hard time, and hard time maybe will be even worse. If you want to change, give me the change. Thank you.
Debbie Cannon.
Thank you. I really feel very invested in our community. I've been here a lot of years, and what I think I love most about our community is our diversity. And I love that we have things like a very active art gallery. We have the Rainbow Walk, and I love that. And I love the upcoming Pride Fest that we're going to have in our community. I think that all of these things make our community so unique. I mean, we've hosted different huge events in our community. We always have the volunteer base that comes out. We have a great community, and people love Salmon Arms. So I want to get back in as a city councilor so I can continue the great work that I think we do.
Thank you. Brian Fletcher.
I agree. I think Salmon Arm is a great city. We've got a lot of things going for us, and as much at times that I may disagree with what the current local government has done, they have done a lot of things correctly to position Salmon Arm where it is right now. We all love this city, and we have to build on that. Historically, this area, like Salmon Arm, has voted conservatively in the federal and provincial elections. Locally, I think it's a voice that's lacking, and I would provide that locally. My main objective, especially given the inflation right now, would be to keep the cost of living low for everyone here, and let's just the council.
Thank you. Kevin Flynn.
I guess he didn't want me to speak. I will repeat, my overarching goal as an elected official is to work positively, collaboratively, professionally, with honesty, respect, and integrity to improve this community that we love. I have had the pleasure of you supporting me for 5 terms. I started as one of the youngest. I am now officially, I believe, the oldest. But let's just look at me as the wily veteran with gray hair who wants to come back and do this one more time. We live in an amazing community, and I want to lead improvement for all our residents, including my children and especially my grandchildren. I ask for your support, and a vote for Kevin Flynn is a vote for positive experience. Thank you.
Thank you. David Ganella.
David Ganella, and what I will bring to the city is finding a unifying voice to work with all levels of government with a track record of getting goals met, projects completed, and doing everything I can to keep the cost down for all of us. And being there as someone who will listen to you one-on-one and take your points of view seriously. This is David Ganella, hopefully your next council person on.
Thank you. Deb Hockendell.
I think Salmon Arm is the most beautiful place, and it has a great community, and I just want to make a better community, and I feel like the government has made me feel as a person that I wasn't a priority. I want to drive change to ensure that all our voices are heard and everyone feels valued.
Thank you. Robert Johnson.
When is the minute start?
Now.
So I guess the thing for me is I think kind of our goal, there's kind of a group of us that have been trying to create this grassroots movement here. And I would say the goal is, I've been saying this, I don't know if anyone else agrees, to make Salmon Arm an example and a model of what is possible when a group of people with common sense and integrity just take a stand and draw a line in the sand and say we're not going to play this game anymore. Because again, I sort of feel like my goal here is to kind of wake people up, I guess. Like if you don't know about mass formation and pluralistic ignorance and a totalitarian tiptoe, then I don't think you know what's really going on here. So that's all. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Sylvia Lindberg. I'm going to take this opportunity to finish my Shane Poizan story. You didn't get to hear it. So he presented a piece called Tomorrow, and it was about getting back to things like hugging and concerts and dancing. And listening to this piece, I realized that we've all been through the most traumatic global event since World War II. It's been tough. But I want to assure you that tomorrow has come. We're through the other side, and I'm hopeful that we'll be able to put this behind us and start looking at each other with compassion and respect again. I'm ready to get back to work. There's still lots to do. I hope you'll vote for me on October 15th and give me an opportunity to continue this good work. Thank you. Louise Wallace Richards. I love Salmon Arm, as many of you might have seen from the red heart on my sign. I know you do too, or you wouldn't be here. When I started this, my kids were teenagers. They didn't care much about where I was on Mondays, and they loved it when we went away for provincial meetings because Grandma got to stay over and spoil them. So thank you, Grandma. But they're voters now, and they have questions and comments and concerns and really good ideas. And it won't be long before they lead us as a community. I knew I had to do more so that the city is ready for their needs, their expectation, their potential, and their promise. And if you want to get your kids to vote, put your name on the ballot. Now, whether or not they vote for me is up to them. That's how democracy works. But I raised some voters, and I'm very proud of that. My name is Louise Wallace Richmond. I'm the longest name on the ballot. We have some challenges, but we have great things to look forward to. Thank you. And Christine Wicker, thank you to the Chamber for putting this on. For a lot of voters, this marks the beginning of the campaign as you get to know us, but for me, it's the final stretch. I declared my intentions to run over a year ago and have been working hard to earn a seat since. I've met with current, hopeful, past candidates, diehard council meeting attendees, hello Wayne, the heads of our emergency services, nonprofits, I've done school presentations, and I've met people where they're at community events. I often frequent small businesses in town, and you can find updates on my Facebook page about what I'm hearing from our community. I'm also intending to put all 15 answers to all 15 questions on my website because I think they all deserve thoughtful answers, and one minute wasn't enough for the ones I could. If I have earned your vote, please consider identifying that on my website and maybe helping support me. It's not easy being a young woman in politics, and any help you can give will not be taken for granted. Thank you. Thank you very much. We will now pause for a 10-minute break and ask the mayoral candidate to come up to the stage.